Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Clip. This is episode 9 of The Sane Show, the show about nothing and everything. Got the homie, fellow UNCG alum, performing artist, Seth Simmons. What's going on, Seth?
What's going on, man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm good. Man, I tell you, I get excited every time I do this, and I'm excited to have you on The Sane Show. We were just talking about it before we started, like, Seth is dude's like a true ride or die right here.
Hey man,
he's been a part of all of it from my first show that I put on, live concert, and then the Taco Tuesday joint we had, and now he's on The Sane Show, another little venture that I got going on. So, you know, yeah, I really appreciate you, man.
Hey man, I appreciate the opportunity, for real, man. It's dope, man. Like, the setup, everything you got, it's official, man.
Word.
I feel like I'm on almost Breakfast Club, for real. For real, man.
Word. Appreciate that, man.
Already, man.
So today, we got a couple topics we're going to talk about, like always. And then we're going to, you know, ask Seth some questions just so the listeners can get to know a little bit about him and, you know, what he's got going on. We're going to talk about the state of R&B. And then we're going to talk about drinking. No worries, not alcoholic. Just, you know, as far as drinking and the transition from just drinking to drink and drinking to enjoy. Yeah. So let's go ahead and dive into it, the state of R&B. So, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, Jacquees got on social media, you know, and stated that he is the king of R&B. And, of course, you know, everybody went crazy. You know, the legends from, what, Usher, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, people all over R&B, Neo, you know, came out, and yeah, Tyrese, you know, and all had something to say about it.
Yeah.
Of course, in my opinion, Jacquees is not the king of R&B, not even of this generation. And thinking about it, I think it's a part of a bigger conversation as far as the state of R&B music. I guess what are your thoughts around it when you think about this whole thing that's been going on as far as R&B?
I had heard, like, kind of last minute about what Jacquees has said about being the king of R&B.
Right.
I can't really, you know, he's talented at what he does, you know, right, what I'm saying? But I can't really agree with him and say he's the king of R&B.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because to me, R&B is more like, it's rhythm and blues, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, romance more, you know what I'm saying? Rather, yeah, than being strictly secular, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I think of R&B, I think of, like, Bryson Tiller, or...
So, you said Bryson Tiller, and now I'm thinking, I guess, who are the top people in R&B. Before we get to that, though, when I think about R&B, because I work with some people that do R&B, the thing that has crossed my mind is, or that crossed my mind often, is the state of R&B and where it is now. And I feel like R&B doesn't get the respect that it once had and that it still deserves. Because when you think back, when you think about music and you think about genres like R&B, where we a lot of times, or really for the most part, listen because these people have vocals. These people can sing.
Yeah.
You know, again, it goes back to, and I know we talk about this on a lot of the episodes of The Sane Show, but it goes back to this conversation about the overall quality of music.
Okay, yeah.
And honestly, when I think about R&B, it's like I don't think people really are really listening to R&B as much anymore, because people aren't looking for the quality. Because we look at most R&B artists, they're putting things out to, you know, that's quality work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are looking for the hottest single now.
Yeah, that's true. Really, man, yeah, it's like, it's really changed, you know what I'm saying? R&B has, mm-hmm, really changed, because... Mm-hmm. When I think of R&B, I think of pretty much, like, I would listen to R&B if I'm in love with some girl or infatuated, right, with some girl or something,
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, you know, nowadays it's all about, you know, R&B is all about different ways of smashing a girl or something like that. You know, it's all kind of secular stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Rather than being, like, genuine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more like, you know.
So, you bring up an interesting point when you talk about R&B is all about... Like, it's very sexual now. I guess, would you go to say, and not putting words in your mouth, that people aren't, I'm trying to think of the right words, but and people, when I say people, R&B artists, I guess it's like, that's the, they don't have anything else to say, yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, it's kind of about not being, not much what they got to say. It's just, they don't really, you know, step outside of the boundary of what R&B is considered today. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Rather than, I guess people feel like, you know, talking about being infatuated or in love with a girl is not necessarily masculine, so they kind of,
you know, I didn't want to say that, but I do agree, because subconsciously I think about that too sometimes when I do, like, I honestly, a lot of my favorite songs have some really dope vocals.
Yeah.
But then another part of me is thinking, like, man, like that like, that whole, like you said, it's like, it's, and it seems like in our society now, it's like, it's not as masculine,
yeah,
to listen to something like that. You know, yeah, it's like, yo, the dude has dope vocals. Like,
yeah, that's and, what I'm saying.
You know, I like the lyrics too, so yeah. I'm rocking with it. And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I think about it now where it's like, well, shoot, I mean, I got a girl, so
yeah,
you know, when I listen to it, I hear this stuff, I'm thinking about
her. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. You know, and it makes, you know, perfect sense.
Personally, like, that's how I feel. It's like, you know, I wish they would go back to, you know what I'm saying, more of the fall in love music rather than R&B just being strictly love making music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, growing up I would bump R&B songs because it would make me think of a certain girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I would just be, yeah, playing back time, like thinking in my mind, like, oh, I'm thinking about this girl, you know, when I hear this song.
Yeah.
But now it's like, when you listen to it, it's just like, it's not the same, right, pretty much. You know what
understood.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I can totally understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so yeah, you definitely, and it's so funny how it always works, but it's just so many, there's so many parts to it. You know, it's not just, because, you know, I'm thinking about it when I say the state of R&B music, I'm thinking just from the perspective of, I guess, on the artist side, but then at the same time, you know, there's a broader picture of the impact that society,
yeah,
has on it overall. So it's not just the artists, it's the fans too. It's the people that are listening and how, I guess, they're judging the music nowadays. Yeah. So
yeah, and I feel like I would just like to see more respect for love and R&B. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to, you know, just talk about things that can be degrading to women, because, you know, I got a little sister, so it's like,
right,
you know, I just want to see respect, you know what I'm saying? That's, yeah, pretty much all I want to see from R&B for real.
I can respect that. And I, you know, that goes for, you know, all genres too, so I'm you know, I definitely dig that. So let's go ahead and get to the, go ahead.
I was saying, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, sure thing. Let's get to the trending topic, deer jumps over a moving car. yeah, that
that's hilarious.
Brought to you by What's Trending. Again, go follow them on Twitter. It's a lot of funny stuff, a lot of interesting stuff on there. That was interesting. Like, yeah, like that, man. Like that deer just, because you, like the Thanksgiving holiday, on my way back and on my way down to Atlanta, you know, I'm just seeing all this roadkill from deer, possum, dogs, cat, every raccoons, like, you, like,
that's funny.
You could see everything. So to see this video, it's like, like, I'm just like, yo, these, you know, animals are a trip, man.
Yeah.
And I see this deer and I see determination, and I'm you would think like this deer had seen everybody that went before him.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm across the street.
Yeah.
And like he jumped clean over that car. So
that was crazy.
Yeah. I'm quite impressed. You know, like, I hate that, you know, we have to deal with roadkill, but, you know, I just hope for the best when I see a wild animal, you know, trying to cross the street. And it's like, in terms of squirrels.
Yeah.
I remember, like, my driver's ed instructor, he's like, man, because we passed a dead squirrel. He's like, man, them squirrels drunk on berries, man. So,
he said drunk on berries. That's funny.
Yeah. So while I was practicing to get my driver's license,
yeah,
I remember I was riding with my grandpa. I was driving, and we were going down one of the, you know, back roads in Charlotte. It was like two lanes, nothing but woods. And I won't ever forget, and I tell this story time and time again,
yeah,
a deer walked out, or was getting ready, you know, across the street.
Yeah.
And he saw us coming, you know, we driving a blue Jeep. like the deer like literally looked at us and then like took two, you know, took a couple steps back. Like, nah, y'all got it. Like, I'm gonna let y'all have this.
That's funny.
Yeah, man.
That was a smart deer.
Right. Yeah. You know, because I slowed down and I'm like, nah, I'm gonna let you cross because I'm not trying to hit no deer because, you know, mess around, mess up the car. And it just, you know, it's a headache if you hit an animal like a deer as big as they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, slow down. And I'm like, oh, you ain't go cross the street? Okay. Yeah. You know, you kind of, you know, you got it. You got to go ahead. Like, I'm gonna cross after you.
Yeah.
You know, after you pass. So, yeah, animals are a trip. But that's our trending topic for today. Again, brought to you by What's Trending. Again, go follow them on Twitter. There's always something good on there. So we're going to get to the next topic, and that's drinking.
Right. Yeah. That's one thing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've been drinking a long time, I ain't going to lie. Even before 21.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been drinking for a few years now, too. And honestly, when I thought about this topic, I'm like, man, like, I hope nobody thinks I'm an alcoholic. Because, I mean, I love to drink.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, like, a lot of people, I'm 25, about to be 26. And, like, a lot of people in college, you know, was drinking. And my thing was, hey, I'm drinking to get turnt, get drunk, go out, have a good time.
Yeah.
Wake up the next day. Like, yo, like, had a blast like last night. I remember bits and pieces, but I just know I had a good time. So, you know, when I thought about this, I just think about where almost like the different phases, because now is more of drinking for the enjoyment.
Yeah.
And I find my, I guess, especially, you know, being around the kind of people that I hang around and always being introduced to new stuff. Just thinking about, you know, going to, like, went to DC Oyster and Beer Festival. I enjoyed the beer more than I enjoyed the oysters. It's like I got to try all this different stuff.
Yeah, same here. I would enjoy the beer too, for real.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think it's a, now I see with me, it's like I'm developing my palate more, and like, dude, it's so many different beers out there. It's crazy.
It is, yeah. It's and crazy.
Not just with the variety, but you know, you think about, of course, yeah, the variety, but like just. It's just crazy how much is out there, you know, as far as, you know, the different kinds, the lagers, the IPAs, the pale ales, the white ales, the Belgian ales.
I was just about to say, yeah, people be putting me on them IPAs. I never heard of them till recently.
Right, right.
And then I started trying them and I was like, yo, these, I mess with these. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have a favorite beer?
Favorite beer? I had my homie put me on some Citradelic IPA.
Citradelic IPA.
Yeah, it was something different, man. But it was good, man. It was some good beer, man. Best beer I've ever tasted.
What does it taste like?
It was kind of like a citrus, orange citrus kind of. Mm-hmm. And then it had the, you know, it was like an orange citrus mixed with a beer taste. You know what I'm saying? But compared to other beers, it's a lot better, you know what I'm saying, with that orange citrus.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but definitely.
Yeah, it was good stuff, man. Like, they were like, you gonna try an IPA? I'm like, what's IPA?
Right.
And then they was like, it's an L. I'm like,
right.
All right, I'll see. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at first, I'm like, IPA? When the world is that? You know
what I'm saying? Exactly. But, gosh, what's my favorite? I got a lot of them. I think now it's a thing of like seasonal. You know, it's like I got my favorite beers during a particular time of year. I say like summertime, you know, my go-to is a Corona.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year, and I'm still experimenting stouts.
I haven't tried those before.
Those are your really dark beers. They have kind of like there's a variety of tastes with those as well. So some of them have like a coffee taste, some of them have like a chocolate taste, caramel.
That's what's up.
They're really heavy.
Okay.
I try not to drink them during the day. I'm telling you, bro. Like, okay, Guinness has this one. It's a foreign extra stout.
Okay.
And if you ever had Guinness, like they have their base beer, and the foreign extra stout is like at the very top, and it has a caramel, chocolate, bit of a coffee flavor to it, and it's real heavy. Yeah. And like after you drink one of those, you're gonna be wanting to take a nap.
Oh, man.
It's like, yeah, because really, like, the heavier the beer, like, you know, it sits on you, and it's, I mean, beer comes from wheat, or it's also, you know, made with wheat and you know, that, you know, same thing they use for bread. So it's almost like eating a meal or, you know, a large snack. So by the time you finish it, you kind of like, hey, man, on top of the alcohol,
yeah,
you know, you kind of like, hey, man, I'm ready to, you know, lay it down somewhere. So, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That, yeah, beer, you know what I mean? I haven't really gotten into drinking it, you know, like as a go-to, but I definitely mess with the more heavier beers, because it's like, you know, the light ones. I really, for me, it's like, if I drink, I don't just drink to drink it like it's water, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Just not feel anything, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Beer, yeah.
And I mean, to me, the beautiful thing about it, because I like the, I think it's, like, I remember my first time having beer and chicken wings.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's a good combination.
It is, though. You know, it is.
You eat some wings, you wash it down with a good tasting beer.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, okay, I see why people do this on a regular. You know, get together, watch a football game, have a beer, have some wings, or have some pizza. And it's like, yo, this is a really good combination.
Yeah.
Like, I see, and it gets, so the more, because it's like, the more I get into beer, the more I understand, like, why is there a certain, you know, why do people market it a certain way? Or companies, better yet, market it a certain way, and why people drink certain beers with certain foods and things. And same thing with wine.
Yeah.
You know what? You go to an Italian restaurant, get some pasta or whatever, have a glass of wine with that on the side. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
So, because in getting into beer, I'll be honest, kind of backed off on the liquor. Okay. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm slowly getting back into it, but it's the same thing like it is with the beer now. It's like, I want to try different drinks.
Yeah.
You know, like different mixed drinks or whatever. So it's just like, just trying stuff. So it's like, I'm at this point now where it's like, it's not drinking just to drink.
Yeah.
Like, it's drinking purely for enjoyment.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you can't go wrong with it, man. You know, I can't lie though. I always been, you know, more into the liquor, you know. It could change, you know what I'm saying? As I, you know, get out of the phase, who knows, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, beer, can't go wrong with wings and beer.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your favorite liquor?
Favorite liquor right now? I had to say, well, shout out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the song Henny, shout out Jay Blank on the production. You know what I'm saying? I got to say Hennessy right now. I mean,
word.
Yeah, it's my favorite, but you know, I'll drink Hennessy or I'll prefer like champagne for real.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I was hanging with my boys when we were the last, like I told you, I got the homie works at Total Wine. We always do like a guys night and just try like different beers that, you know, he has at his place. And we were joking around. We was like, yo, what's up with like Black Folk and Henny, man? Like, that's a go-to. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't have Henny for the first time, since 2018, so probably 2017.
Oh, wow.
Like, my girl loves Henny, and, like, I tried Henny, and I was like, yo, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I probably had it before that, but I say I had it straight for the first time, you know, like, a shot of Henny or whatever. So, but, yeah, okay. If I had to pick one now, somebody asked me this before, you know, as far as for my birthday, it was like, yo, like, what's your favorite drink? Because they're like, if they had to buy me a drink, and I say, okay, if I had to pick one, I'd probably say gin.
Hey, gin, yeah. Gin's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's that? The popular Bombay.
Bombay.
Blue Sapphire. Yeah.
Can't go wrong with it, man.
Shout out to the homie Taylor. He put me on that, the Blue Sapphire. So, what, it's like sophomore year of college?
Oh, yeah. So, the Bombay, yeah.
Yeah.
I had that, like, yeah, I really didn't even try that, too, until, like, my junior year when I got to UNC Greensboro.
Yeah.
I really didn't even try it till then, and it was like,
right.
Hey, I mess with this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's some good stuff, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? For real. But, yeah, it's really Henny. It's like, I would have different favorites, but, you know, I never really been too big on the drinking till, like I tried it, and I would, you know, at a time, me and my homies, we would, when we were in college, we would drink a lot of E&J. Mm-hmm. I know that's like, you know,
somebody, you know, told me it stood for Irk and Jerk.
Yeah, yeah, like, I know it's some, you know, more the, you know, less expensive brown, but, you know, it'll get you turned, and
that's, you know, kinda... Actually, I got a bottle here, bottle E&J, it's the only one I drink.
Oh.
I was going somewhere, or no, I was in, like, ABC stores, like, I haven't bought liquor in like a long time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just buy something. I said, like, I want to buy something different though. And just like saw like a bottle E&J. It was vanilla caramel. You gotta try it.
Hey, yeah, I haven't had the vanilla caramel E&J. We usually got the just the classic E&J.
If you want, I can get you a glass or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, I'll take some. You know, I'm not really. Yeah. I'm not an alcoholic, but I'll drink.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with trying.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
So I can make that happen. It's real good.
Appreciate
so
that.
I want to ask you some questions. I know we kind of talked about this prior to the recording. As far as your, because when I first met you, I remember like people would tell me about you on campus, like as far as like your vocals and how good of a singer you were.
I appreciate it.
And so I know you talked a little bit about the transition, because I remember, I think shortly after I finished school, you and I reconnected. I'm thinking you doing R&B and you go to hip hop. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, I really wasn't expecting that, again, with the voice that you have. So walk the listeners through that. Like, how did that come about, you going from R&B or, just, I guess, using your vocals to, being a hip hop artist?
It started out with, R&B and then more kind of Christian based, it was just with R&B, with R&B, I just started off, kind of just going with the flow pretty much. And, I would write a lot. So, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when I wrote, it would be a lot more hip hop. So it was kind of just, it was more of a natural transition. As far as R&B, I just had a lot of people who were like, you got dope vocals and stuff, but like them punchlines you've been saying were kind of dope. So it was kind of like,
So what was you rhyme? Like you just start rhyming or something, man?
Yeah, yeah. They was just like, you got punchlines and bars and stuff. So it was like, write some hip hop. And I was like, I pretty much do. So
I can picture you being like one of those R&B artists that like that sing,
yeah,
but that's rapping at the same, almost like a Chris Brown almost, I
appreciate that.
He does that. He be, singing and all that, but then at the same time, like, he rapping and he drops some dope bars or, you know how it goes. So
I could
see you like just doing that.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah. It's, it was a transition from R&B to hip hop. I just listened to a lot of R&B. Like, I grew up on classic music. That's kind of when I made music, it was just natural, because that's mm-hmm. what I usually listen to. It's like mm-hmm. classic R&B or like soul,
Mm-hmm.
So when I got on the microphone, it just became natural to, just to get on what I've heard. And eventually it just became hip hop, because I would just write all the time. So, mm-hmm. And when I wrote, it was mainly like intended for hip hop. It was kind of a natural transition, I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's always good.
Yeah.
Now, you got me thinking, what do you think about the artists that do it well, that can sing, I'm not even going to say do it well, I'm just going to say that can go back and forth, that can do the hip-hop, that can do the R&B. Like, do you think that usually, like, or is there anybody in mind that you think do both well? Or, it's usually with those kind of people, either you do this really well, or you do the other thing very well.
Well, I mean, to be real, like you said, Chris Brown is up there, and then would you consider Bryson Tiller rap sometimes, or?
Bryson Tiller, nah.
Okay.
I would, as far as I'm concerned, I never even heard any of his, I guess,
rap songs,
yeah.
Yeah.
But his vocals, yeah, so it's, from what I know of Bryson Tiller and what I've heard, I would say, I would throw him in a category of an R&B artist.
Yeah, that's true. Well, in that case, I would definitely say Chris Brown, because other than him, like as far as R&B, if you say Ty Dolla $ign, he mainly sings. I haven't heard him rapping on a song ever.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, ooh. I can't, I can't really think of any R&B.
Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, R&B artists. I really can't think of none that actually, like rap to, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Besides Chris Brown. I've heard him rap a few times. And mm-hmm. It's like, he's actually dope.
Right.
He's dope at rapping, so.
Yeah, I agree. It was actually, I think it was like one of his mixtapes. Because I know he does a lot of collab work with Tiger, but yeah. A lot of his older stuff where he's rapping. I thought he's not the best. No.
Yeah.
But
I understand.
Some of his older stuff where he's rapping, like I thought he's pretty straight. Honestly, I think he would make out for a decent rapper. Again, decent.
Yeah.
If he put the time and the energy into being a rapper, I think he'll come out to be a decent one. So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's dope, you know what I'm saying? I can't think of the name of those mixtapes or mixtapes albums, whatever he did with Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
But he did, yeah, when those projects he put out with him, he definitely, like, you know, when I listen to Tiger rap and then Chris Brown start rapping,
mm-hmm.
it's like it wasn't really a drop off, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's bad at rapping, you know what I'm saying? He's actually pretty talented at rapping, mm-hmm. and it was surprising for real.
Word. Yeah. You actually, I was looking down here and I was Gary asked you another question, but you did, like you said, with your transition from R&B to hip hop, you transitioned from one question. Yeah, I didn't even know it. Like I'm sitting here like, oh man, he already answered that question.
Oh, hey, so, if there was a question, I didn't even know it, man. For real.
It's funny how that works sometimes. I'm all for a beautiful transition, I tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, how are things looking for you as far as your career as an artist?
It's looking great, you know what I'm saying? I just want to shout out, you know, everybody that was checking out live. I Am Tune, you know, dope artist, Jay Blank, Agape Life, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, with my music, it just started off as, to be real, it started off as just poetry, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to write poems, like, for days, like, growing up, I'll write poems, you know what I'm saying? And then people are like, you know, those words you write are dope, you know? Why don't you try it out on instrumental? So I tried it out on the instrumental, and I got some good feedback when I first started, you know, making some music. And mm-hmm. people were, you know, messing with my stuff. Like, you know, I still had to progress, but they were messing with the vibe and everything.
Right.
So really it started off as that. And then as I kind of transitioned, you know, through life, I just kept writing and kept recording, you know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
you know, when I got to UNC Greensboro, I got asked. You had a show that I performed in. It was dope, too.
Yeah. We packed that place out, too.
Oh, yeah, for real. And, like, that's the truth, man. And, like, it started out as, you know, poems and rapping on instrumentals to, you know, rapping on stages. And
yeah.
I kept getting good feedback. They're like, keep writing, keep doing your thing. So
yeah, man.
I just kept doing it. And then, God bless, you know, got some opportunities out of state, you know, performing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
it was really having that feedback from people around me, for real, because mm-hmm. if I would have been making all this music and never heard anything from nobody, then I would have just been like, well, I'll just stick to poetry, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah, I've been writing for at least 10 years now, so.
Wow.
Yeah, man, just.
And how old are you now?
Oh, I'm 26.
Wow, that's solid.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it's just a natural transition, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, you got a supporter in me, of course. So.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, man.
And you know, I definitely appreciate your support as well.
Already.
You know, definitely keep up the good work. You know, and keep as I got this from a Dom Kennedy song. It's actually I cannot think of the name of the song, but it's off of the Get Home Safely album.
Yeah.
When his cousin, in a letter that his cousin Joey Supreme, who lives in Charlotte, wrote him from prison. And then, you know, towards the end of the letter, you know, one of the things he says, and I tell this to everybody that does music, you know, keep supplying that dope music. So,
hey, appreciate
keep supplying
it.
That dope music, man.
Hey, appreciate that, man. It's funny you mention that, because one of my favorite artists is Dom Kennedy, for real.
Word.
Yeah, and I actually know the song you're talking about. I can't think of the name. It might have been, was it Intermission for Watts or something like that? Or?
I want to say Erica Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Better in America.
Yeah, yep. I remember that, yeah.
Yep.
It might have, yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think that was it.
I think that was a song.
Yeah.
Better in America.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a dope song. That was a dope album, like dope body of work, man. I love Dom, man. So that's the man. OPM, Other People's Money. Shout out to Dom K.
Shout out Dom. For real.
But yeah, man. Hey, go ahead and shout out your social media. If you got any upcoming shows in the new year, anything like that, go ahead, shout it out so the people can be on the lookout, follow you, and you know, like, listen, share, subscribe, and you know, keep track of what's going on with Seth.
Appreciate that, man. We you can follow me on social media at Simmons Vibes, SSIMMONS Vibes, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes. You can just check out Seth Simmons, that's SETH Simmons, same as Simmons Vibes. So as far as work, like Jay Bling, he's a dope producer and engineer, real dope, you know what I'm saying? And we actually put out a couple projects this past year. We put out Avery and Seth, and really it's just kind of a progression as a person, and it's just showing the listeners a more picture of the progression rather than, you know, it's just showing the listeners. And yeah. We got another piece of work coming in early 2019. I'm not sure the month at the moment, but okay. It'll be called Simmons, and it's okay. Pretty much just talking about life, because Avery and Seth were talking about, you know, beginning of my life, like mentality wise, yeah. Like talking about growing up and yeah. Everything that I've experienced, because you know nobody's perfect, so you know, I've had times when I was drinking so and so, you know what I'm saying, but it just shows the progression as a person,
right.
And that's what kind of Seth and Avery are about. And then Simmons is kind of almost kind of where I am now. Mm-hmm. But you know, I feel like I'm always growing, you know what I mean?
Word. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. But shout out to the Saints show too, man. Yep. You know, it's dope. You know what I mean?
Show about nothing and everything.
Yeah, man.
Man, I tell you, it's 9 episodes now. It's been a
short
but very interesting journey. So
yeah.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Oh yeah, man. Anytime.
Follow, since we're talking about the same show, go follow yep. us on Instagram, the same show, SANE_show.
Yeah.
Also on SoundCloud, the same show. We're on Spotify. One word, the same show.
I got you. I gotta follow y'all on there. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's pretty dope. So you know, thanks again to everybody listening, supporting, liking, sharing, subscribing.
Already.
All that kind of good stuff. And thank you again, Seth, for being on here. Definitely got to have you back at some point in time.
Oh yeah, man.
And with that being said, that's it. We're out, and we'll catch you next time, episode 10.
And God bless.